and then I'm going to piss in your ribs.
And I'm going to say which one.
For Gray Man Media, this is Devin.
I'm John.
And we've got Eric and Nate.
I was not going to yield.
And this is Thoughts from the Mothership. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our reoccurring guests, but this is the first time we've had two guests on the show, Mr. Eric and Mr. John Metz.
Hello.
Hello.
As you can tell from the intro, this is already way off the rails.
It's going to be a very long episode.
It's a fight to the death.
If you would have that Thomas soundbite ready, I'm inebriated.
I'm starting to feel the effects of the alcohol.
Yep. Nate was telling me a story earlier today.
Which one?
That you've... What is it again?
That doesn't help.
I'm trying to think of the medical term. Hold on. Yeah, it's the thing. The clitoris, but for assholes.
Oh,
prostate.
Oh.
That's it.
The fuck.
Remember earlier?
Where's that fidget spinner?
So earlier this morning, Nate was telling me a story about the time he had to get his prostate examined.
Yeah, no, it wasn't great.
Oh, did you make Nutter Butter?
No.
Why'd you have to get your prostate examined? You're 3 years younger than me. You're 2 years. I'm
you're
sorry.
To do
you just
it.
Had a birthday.
He had a finger in his asshole.
Probably that's two.
No. Doctor needed a little extra leverage.
So you're telling me he was basically for one day, basically a small amount of time. He was a Muppet for a small amount of time.
Oh, you mean somebody made him shut up?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Nate. He'll know.
So Nate, they had their whole hand up your ass. How did that feel?
Look at his face.
It in this shape? Did they go like this a couple times?
No.
Did they swirl around the rim to make sure it was all done?
No, I told them that they could put the entire fist up there because he was practicing for just how like hard I was practicing. I was getting a good feeling just for exactly how much I need to fuck you up after this.
That sounded so much like a very big struggle for you to even get that out of your mouth, much less your ass.
It also...
did he make a hooking motion after he left your ass?
Yes, after he left it.
Come hither.
I need to try some more, boy.
What?
John, you ever had anything up your ass?
No.
I don't believe you.
Not recently.
There's a stick up there. There's a stick up there a decent amount of time.
That's very true.
Nate, you're one to talk. You got like a whole fucking branch up your ass.
No, I got a doctor.
His name is Dr. Shorts. He's living up there currently.
Sheth.
Wait, what?
So, there was this white guy at the Virginia Tech game.
All right.
I was, you know, I'm part of the Marching Band and shit.
Wait, hold on. White people at Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
Just this fucking is breaking news.
I know. So, yeah, he was playing for their team. And I just saw him. I was like, damn, this man was jacked. Like, I'm talking like absolute Greek god physically pilled. And I was like, man.
Zeus-like physique.
Zeus-like physique. And I was like, man, that man... swallows dip. That man does not spit that shit. No, like, he's buff as shit.
He's eating the plant raw.
Oh, yeah, he's just like...
God bless.
Rips it off the plant, green as fuck, just... So I'm like, yeah, what's his name? And then we were like, yeah, that's obviously a chat. And then one white kid, he was like, no, his name is Chet. Chett. I can't think of a whiter name.
That is very white.
Imagine meeting a black Chet. What the fuck?
No, it'd be Chester.
Just,
I'd imagine it's very similar to meeting a black guy named Eric.
Yeah, it's weird. Being named Eric and black is not normal. Like, my middle name is black. Deshaun.
Like, not even Eric with a K. You're Eric with a C.
The whitest version of Eric. Like, I'm so white, my name is in America. That's how white I am. It's fucking nuts. I've never... I've performed... as a comic, drunk twice to mediocre success. So I don't think it enhances your funny ability. But I told the story about how I got paid $20
to suck a dick
to make fun of my dead grandpa. Yeah, it was totally worth it. Haven't I told you the story?
No.
So now you're going to tell the story.
Yeah, of course I'm going to fucking tell the story. So what happened? So I'm just chilling, doing what I do, high as fuck, in the middle of nowhere with my white boys. Because you can't be high nowhere in public with black people because you just act a damn fool. Like, you just look at your homie, you're like, and everybody's like, so shit like that happens. So I'm high in the middle of fucking nowhere. And then I get a text from
Redacted.
Kelby. She's in charge of this shit. And she's like, hey, would you like to do this show? It's called We Still Love You. You just tell a story where you're disappointed in yourselves. And everybody at the end says, we still love you. I'm like, all right, sure, I'm down. And they're like, all right. And we're going to pay you, and then we're going to give you booze, too. I was like, booze, you say? So, yeah, I go there, and I get to Kaiju's. It was at Kaiju's when it still had shows. Because they stopped holding shows recently, which is unfortunate.
Just before Corona, that's the truth.
Yep. And then afterwards, I was like, they gave me two tickets. So I didn't know what these tickets were. I was like, what the fuck are these tickets for? I went to the barkeep. I was like, yeah, I'll take one alcohol, please. I just turned 21. Like, not too long before.
I really want to know who your bartender was now, because I can see, like, everybody I know that works there's face.
I was like, yeah, I'll take a guava vodka mix, please. And the most basic white person mixture ever. Before I discovered Hennessy and Coca-Cola. But anyways, back to the story.
John will remember this.
I went on stage, and I was fucked. I was a little fucked, because I'm not used to, you know, being... I was more used to being Thomas amounts of drunk and not Devin amount of drunk, which is a lot, because you sent me your fucking raps, which is... I wish I listened to it. I didn't get the chance. Devin took my phone and deleted it. You're such a fuck. Anyways, I went on stage. I was like, yeah, my granddad, he was an asshole, and I didn't like him much, but I went to his funeral, and they were like, does anybody have anything to say? I was like, I do. I was sober, by the way. I went on stage. And I was like, hey, so when I was 10, my grandfather gave me a check for $10. I didn't know what the fuck a check was, so I just poked a bunch of holes in it and threw it away. So if anybody at this funeral has $10, I could really use it right now. Thank you so much. And then I left. I sat back in the pew, and everybody was like, ah! You know how old white people, old black people laugh and shit like that. So after the show, the dude came up, his friend came up to me and was like, hey, that was funny. Paul would do some shit like that. And he gave me $20. Spent that $20 on alcohol. It was worth it.
Went back up to the bar after that. Put a 20 on the table. I'll take another alcohol, please.
Please and thank you.
That was a good story, Eric. Thank you for that. That was a nice little gem. Could you guys date a nudist? Did you guys do that?
Yeah, could any of you date me?
Listen, I just like looking at...
I'm sorry.
I like the human body. I like looking at the human body, period. I don't care.
So, yes.
Yeah.
You could date a nudist.
Yeah, I could date an e-girl, bro. I'm winning. I would be winning. Are you kidding me?
What about you, John?
Well, funny story.
Yeah, tell me. You were also wearing Chuck Taylors.
I just can't believe I don't even remember that story anymore. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, God.
Fuck you. You Pillsbury doughboy built motherfucker. You built like a smooth version of the Michelin man, you bastard.
Hey, I am smooth. Appreciate that.
You have
because you never can grow
a really
hair.
Nice skin.
Thank you.
I'm very jealous. You look like you never had eczema a day in your life.
Not really, no.
He still hasn't hit puberty.
I bet he has dandruff. Don't you have dandruff?
Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore. Because of
how?
Commercial break. Yeah. Old Spice body wash.
Nope. Old Spice don't work. Celsin Blue does, though.
Celsin Blue works really well.
Not a sponsor, but absolutely cannot be.
Cannot be?
Correct.
Why?
Because I'm not letting Celsin Blue.
I'm not letting the public know I have.
No, you know what? If they give us money, I literally just did. No, if anybody wants to give us money, I'm fine. Send it all.
Oh, this has been
sponsored. Do you
like money?
As soon as rallies. Fucking!
If you talk about rallies one more time, I'm gonna have somebody kick your ass because it ain't gonna be.
Anyways, back to my doc story.
Anyway,
back to my nudist story.
Yeah,
back
to your nudist story.
I go to a lot.
So you guys hear about that thing that happened the other
day? Motherfucker!
I know this is payback for the last time, but I will kill you.
Oh, yep, you're.
Yep, there we go.
Wait, is this shot number?
Is the counter on?
Doesn't matter.
This is number 3.
Shotgun. You gotta have a button to where every time they take a shot, you press the dung or something like that. So they okay. know.
Good feedback. Thank you.
Yeah. Back to the nudist story.
Please tell me your nudist story.
It's not even worth it anymore.
Please tell me your fucking nudist story.
It's gonna be such
John.
A good story. You guys ready for the story?
I'm still ready.
I'm ready for the story. I want to hear about someone being
hold
nude.
Hold on, let me touch myself while
it's
I listen to your
story. Self-deprecating. I hope all of the listeners touch themselves while I tell this story.
I'm sorry.
John, we're going to get along just fine.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. New friendships blooming. I go to a lot of nudist camps and
Well, I need you to tell me where those fucked up. Disgusting! There's tell me floor. Where.
I'll tell you where, I'll show you, and you can hang out both ways.
Tell your fucking story, John!
I am trying! Jesus!
Give me that hat, by the way, Devin. Keep going, just keep... Hat.
So we camped at the nudist circle at the way back end of the property, and I'm currently working security, but I'm hanging out at my camp. And, you know, me and my friends were setting up, the girls were just getting their tents up, and everybody was having a good time. And then this new guy comes in, drives this real nice Lexus through the fucking tar pit mud of Indiana, the way Indiana is. Jesus Christ.
Looks like a George.
Tell your story.
But no, not for fucking selfies. Anyway,
that wasn't a selfie. That was Devin taking a picture of Eric.
Hey, John.
Finish your story.
I would love to hear that story.
I'm so over it now.
We're driving a Lexus. John,
I'm not trying to take all the attention. I'm so
over it.
John.
So sorry.
I need you to tell that story.
Next topic.
No,
John.
You started it. You're going to finish it. You bitch.
Fine.
All right. You're working security.
Working security.
Yes.
New dude rolls in from Cincinnati. I got to get him checked in. He gets out the car. He's
what's there to check? He's nude, right?
Well, you got to check people in so you know who's on the property.
Yeah, you got to do. You got to write down the schlong size.
Hold up, they said he has a 6-inch penis.
Speaking of that, no.
No.
So it's like I'm camping with like 5 girls right now. Like there's it. More to that. Anyway, I touched my boom.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Story.
I almost knocked over the mic. Anyway, so dude hops out. Not kidding. Unrolls a fruit roll-up of a dick. Hanging there, and it's 6-foot-tall black dude, super cut, super fit, swinging his fucking baseball bat left and right like a motherfucker, running up to us and saying, hey, what's up? I'm from Cincinnati. I'm from Cincinnati. I've never been to Indiana before. How y'all doing? Is that how you say it? Y'all do it? How y'all doing? This is great. This place is beautiful. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome, dude. And we all start getting excited, and then it was cool.
He started getting excited.
Not like that. Not like that. I could only imagine if that shit was
I need
hard
everybody
to, be twice
to duck
the size.
Because I'm about to turn left and I don't want to smack you with my dick.
Bro, it's like a Boeing 747 attached to a Mini Cooper.
What the
fuck? But he's a really chill dude. He brought weed, man. I was really happy about that.
Okay, so weed should be legalized by now.
100% agree.
Big Pharma is
fucking Big Pharma.
So listen, I have a story that's funny for you.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
This is for John. Let me talk to John real quick.
Can I ask you a question? No, can I ask you a fucking question?
John, anyway.
Could you fight a man with a hard dick?
Yeah.
Would you fight a man?
You grab him by it, dummy. What is he going to do? Hit you? You just twist. Give him the old dick twist.
No, you really want to freak him out. Grab him and put it in your mouth.
I got you, John. So,
then bite that shit off.
I was at a comedy show with this guy that's being ostracized right now because he humped a fucking host, a comedy host. But I was at we were talking because this was before I found out he was fucking weird when he gets drunk. I was like, yeah, I got a bunch of fucking stories. So imagine if Big Pharma is putting a damper on meth to keep people from eating meat. The big meat industry wants to put a damper because you lose teeth.
Hold
with
on.
Meth.
Wait a minute.
No. Big Meat is putting a damper on the meth industry because they want people to chew their meat. I just want you to understand that.
But in that sense, wouldn't it be like logical to think that all the big industries have an ulterior motive? Like Big Pharma, Big Cigarettes, Big Ford. Like, seriously.
Big Ford doesn't want you to drive that Mini Cooper, bro.
No, they want you to guzzle gas so we delete the ozone.
Did you hear how the guy who invented Hummer was thinking, like, what do Americans want? They want the big box.
And they love blowjobs. We call it Hummer.
Yes.
Brilliant. I think so too, Jakar.
Bro, how do you think they invented, like, the first caveman to get fucking high, to eat mushrooms? He goes, you ever really think about the fucking universe? Oh, I'm going to say
the cave. Why is he clicking? Is he from Uganda?
Nate's got a topic.
Yeah, Nate.
I want to talk more about these mushrooms.
So Nate, how was your guys' Halloween?
I was very intoxicated.
Oh my yeah, God. I saw you were dead. Like, actually dead.
I could not move. I was a corpse.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Jess told me at one point he went to go stand up, and he stood up for like 3 seconds, and then he sat back down and passed out.
I don't remember.
Yeah. No. You were screaming at Hunter because she lost the TV remote. Last place she saw it, it was on the couch. You were spreading across the entire fucking couch.
Yeah.
So she said, Eric, could you move? You were like, it's not under me. It's like, Eric, could you move? It's not under me. No, it's not.
She's oh, like, yeah, Eric. I remember. I was like, hey, Hunter, how fucking stupid are you going to feel when I stand up and it's not beneath me? And she was like, Eric, just get up. I was like, all right, I just want you to know. I fucking told you. And then I stood up. There was no fucking remote. I was like, well, Lottie fucking does. Not there.
At this point, he really started losing it. So I walked up to him and just, I put a finger on his chest, just pushed him back an inch, and he just fell to the couch, knocked out.
I could not fucking move. And then I left. This is before the fucking gummies hit me. I left, and I went all the way to my friend's apartment. Out, don't you fucking touch my drink.
I'm pointing at it to remind you it's
I
there.
I know it's there.
It's getting warm, and it's lonely.
I'm okay with warm drinks.
It's lonely.
Can we successfully finish it later. Story?
No,
it's anyway, impossible. That big titty goth girl.
Big titty goth girl. I don't know. I don't even know how to say big titty goth girl's really name. Goth. It's fucking weird. So
Christy. Karen.
Christy. So does you know that Scooby Doo movie where those the jewels?
Holy
were hot as fuck?
Shit! What happened before the gummies hit you, man?
I went all the way over to my friend's apartment. I was like, "All right, cool. Hi guys, I'm here. Eric is here." And then they were like, "Do you want to hit bong?" I was like, "Of course I want to hit bong." And the bong is like, I don't know, like how tall is that? Like.
That's about as tall as a bong.
It's about like that guy's dick.
Like a foot? No,
maybe
no. This
two.
Is
that's
more
at
than
least 2 feet.
It's at least 2 feet.
Because that's 2 of my feet.
It's at least a smaller than a football field. That's all we need to know. Anywho, I hit it, and then I was like, so after I hit it, I went back to Hunter's place, and I was like, hey, guys. Nice. I got lost in the hallway because there was everything looked the fucking same.
Yeah, me and Hannah, by this point, we had gotten back to my apartment, so we were fucking looking at the damn door, and I just see Eric just standing out there. He's not texting anyone to see if they can come open the door. He's just looking down, just at the concrete, just standing outside. I was like, Eric, do you need to get in? He's like, uh-huh. Yeah, I did! So I let him in.
I let him in the door. I don't know where they're talking about either.
I let him in the door. He goes downstairs towards her apartment. I tell him it's on the left. Keep going. He's like, So he walks left. Then he comes back. He's like, I don't know where I'm going.
It all looks the fucking same. And then when I got in there, just was like, drink. I was like, So I was like chilling, and then I laid down, and then I was like, all right, Eric's about to get up. And then everybody started
Eric
talking.
Eric did not get up.
Everybody was like, blah, 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 blanket. I was like, oh, fuck, I better get up before they put the blanket on me, because if the blanket gets on me, I'm not fucking moving. That's my only weakness. If I'm standing up at a party, I'm not going down, but if I go down and you put a blanket on me, I'm passing out instantly there. Your problem, your shit to deal with.
Go down.
So I went. They put the blanket on me, and I was like, guess this is how I die.
You so you're like die. A fainting goat is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Is that the end of your story?
No.
Then keep going.
Okay.
You know what? That was so interesting. And what the best part was is that nobody asked you.
Shut the fuck up.
So I went. So before this, a couple of weeks ago, I went to see my friend. And me and my friend Jay.
We're talking about Halloween still?
No, I decided to change the topic. Fuck you.
We are all lost.
Yeah. So welcome to the podcast.
Go on.
Devin has given up. So a couple of weeks ago, this is the last time I threw up from drinking. I was over, me and my friend Jay, we go over there and we're like, all right, we're going to play Smashdown. And for those who don't know Smash or don't have good knees anymore, it's when you pick a character in Super Smash Brothers Brawl. Put his mic volume back up.
Keep telling your story.
Even though I still don't know what you're talking about.
So Smashdown is a mode in Super Smash Brothers Brawl where you pick a character, and after you play that character, you cannot pick him again. So everybody's like, all right, we got up some new rules. If you come in last place twice, you drink 42. Something, a whiskey that has a 2 at the end of it or some shit like that.
Okay.
And then if you come in second place, you get to choose which colored liquor you have to drink. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was coming in last a lot. And everybody was drunk at the end of the night. The bottle was like, yeah. So we were like, all right, guys, this is the last match. I was like, I don't remember what character, because the Switch fucked up, and it cut off. I was like, guys, where were we at? They're like, we don't fucking know. Why are we doing this still? And I was like, we gotta, this is the last one. It was like, no, we had like 8 characters. I was like, this is the last one. We're too fucked up. Jay threw up on the fucking carpet 2 minutes ago. Carter threw up on his pants.
I can clean that.
After the last game, we were like, all right, we gotta leave. I gotta go home. I was supposed to be in my bed before I worked at Noodles. And then Jay started. He was like, yeah, guys, let me do it. And then threw up right in front of him. I was like, God damn it, Jay. And then Carter threw up. I was like, damn. So I had to carry Jay. Jay's 350. I was like, carrying him to the restroom. And he's like, thanks, Eric. I have to pee now. So he starts peeing while he was in my fucking arms. So I pull him from the bathroom. I was like, all right, now if you don't mind.
While he was peeing?
No, he was done peeing.
Did you taste it? That piss also?
Did you shake it for him? Taste it.
I don't. I'm not a shaker.
Once or twice is okay, but 3 times you're playing with it.
When I pee, I lean forward to make sure all the liquid gets out. Anywho.
Moral of the story, always choose your own colored liquor.
Yes. I was like, Jay, you have to get out of the bathroom. I have to throw up like a classy lady into the toilet, actually. So I threw up into the fucking toilet, and then I left.
The tub is classy.
That's it.
John, what'd you do for Halloween?
I was a taco. Actually, no. I was number one. Serious. I didn't get my sombrero in time because Amazon fucked up. Fuck you, Amazon. Don't delete my Prime membership. So I had to cancel it, and I went to Dollar Tree at
Big Brother
9 a.m. or 9 p.m. I went to the fucking Dollar Tree at 9 p.m. There was only Christmas shit up. It's fucking October!
Viewers, I just want you to understand, Devin's trying his hardest not to laugh his ass off.
I know. And then I asked the lady, I'm like, hey, do you work here? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, why is there Christmas shit everywhere? We got 2 fucking months. You're skipping a whole holiday. What's wrong with you? Can I buy these taco shell boxes? Because I don't need the food. I'll give you the food. Just can I have the boxes? And then I cut them up and then taped them to my head, and it made it look like a sombrero out of taco boxes from Del Del Taco. And I was number one. Call me.
Nate's got a topic.
Where's the paper, Devin?
I don't know.
Are your show notes?
Oh, God, Devin.
What on earth makes you think I prepare any of this? I just invited 2 of the most motherfucking people who do not shut up and expected shit to happen. And guess what's happening?
It's fucking happening.
It's working, isn't it?
It's been 31 fucking... No.
Yes.
Minus the pre-show.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like, I heard recently, Eric, that you actually had your first trip.
Yes.
Yeah, how was that?
How'd that go?
You don't want to hear about the trip?
Yeah, please do.
A brief story of it, yes.
No.
Where'd you go?
To put it shortly, I met God.
Oh, so you went to Canada?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, you see, this is my first time ever doing anything outside of, whippets, huffing gasoline, drinking and smoking weed.
You mean a normal night on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had an abnormal Wednesday. This happened on a Friday, so it was an abnormal Wednesday.
Oh, so it's double the XP points then.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Double XP.
Shut the fuck up.
And then me and Austin been planning this for a while. You know, you're like, Austin, we're going to do this. You're going to be my trip buddy. He's like, okay, we're going to do this, buddy. We're going to vibe. And I was like, all right, we dropped it. I was like, cool. First hour, I was like, this shit. shit sucks. It's like having a paint chip on my tongue. I thought I had a paint chip for the first, like, on it. I was like, I got scammed. This is $8. What the fuck? And then I was like, man, we've been watching these videos for a minute. Because we were watching funny NBA player moments. And it was like, yeah, it's been 3 hours. I was like, what the fuck? And then that's when it really hit full steam. And I was like laughing at the dumbest shit.
And that's when things got kicked into 12th gear.
Oh, yeah. So I was like feeling myself. I was like, Austin. Austin,
hang on. Just so the viewers know, like, you weren't feeling relaxed. You were literally feeling yourself.
I was literally feeling all over my body. You're, like, bro,
you're fucking like, strip searching yourself.
Absolute here. Nipple play.
I was like, bro, Austin, what if we went outside? And he was like, we can do that. I was like, we can go outside? And he was like, yeah, we can go outside. I was like, fuck. He was like, Eric, you need to put on some pants. I was like, fuck. So I've had to put on pants, which was a whole thing on itself. And then I put on a jacket. I was like, Austin, I got on a drug rug. I'm so fucking comfortable. He's like, yeah, do you want to go outside? I was like, oh, shit, we get to go outside? And so we go outside. And then I put on my headphones. I was like, Austin, I'm going to put on my headphones and my fucking beanie, and I'm going to vibe. And then I was listening to Viva La Vida. Austin has the video of me just dancing like a fucking, like a rapper in a video, but singing the lyrics to Viva La Vida.
It was on Snapchat. It was incredibly funny.
Yeah, now I was like, Austin, let's lay down on the grass. He's like, Eric, yes. It's 40 degrees outside, by the way, and all I'm wearing is a fucking hoodie and a thin pair of pants. And then we're laying on the grass. I was like, Austin, you know, let's fucking, this is going to be our podcast episode. Record this shit. And then we were recording for an hour. I was like, Austin, why am I shaking? So he's like, you're cold, bud. I was like, oh, it is cold. Let's go inside before I fucking die. So I go inside, right? And I'm laying on his couch and he's laying on his bed. I was like, Austin, I think we went on an acid loop. I was like, why? He's like, why? What do you say that? I was like, we talked about this already. He was like, talked about what? I was like, why I like women. And then I was on the floor and he was on the couch. And then you got, you know that 24-minute message?
Yep.
I sent you. That was us talking. That was us when we made it to the couch. Can you play a little snake bit of it?
No.
Why?
Absolutely not.
Is it bad?
The video will be posted on our Patreon next week. Be sure to check in and pay for it. I can't see shit.
Yeah, it's because it's meant for, like, viewing solar eclipses.
Solar eclipses? This is like...
That's like some punk,
brighter than the sun.
Steampunk type goggles he's got on.
They were dope.
There's no hole.
There's not meant to be.
Why would they...
I can see the light.
No shit. Now imagine the sun.
You look like Boris the Animal right now.
That's cool.
You know what you look like you drink? Liquid Death Mountain Water. We got it in there, baby.
With whiskey.
Whiskey with water, baby.
It's a good chaser. Liquid Death Mountain Water is a good chaser.
And it'll make you feel better in the morning after.
Do you know what else is very delicious? Rallies. You gotta eat.
Jesus fucking Christ. I can see Devin's face right now. Not really, but like I can just see it. Quit turning my mic down.
That literally did not happen.
So, Nate Dog, how do you feel
when I chew 5 gum?
No. About the animation style of the new Ninja Turtles cartoon, because I think it's really well done, and it's a good take on the classic 80s feel.
Not actually seen it yet.
So on Halloween night, what happened was...
we will not discuss, I was not allowed to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles growing up.
But they let you watch heavy metal.
Huh?
All right, I'm going to ask everybody. When you were younger, and then you were just up late for whatever fucking reason, did anybody else see Girls Gone Wild commercials on like your...
They were all over the place.
I still watch them. I was just fucking confused because I was like, this is Cartoon Network. What the fuck's going on?
You still watch the commercials for Girls Gone Wild?
We didn't have cable.
I mean, yeah, I'm not paying for that shit. Commercials are just fine.
All right, all I need is 30 seconds.
I didn't say that.
Oh, no, that was me.
Also true.
Like,
nah.
If you can make yourself, like, the faster you come by yourself, the better it is.
That's right? True, because the lube runs out eventually.
Like yeah. If you got 30 seconds by yourself, you got 15 seconds with a girlfriend.
You know what's even better? 30 seconds to Mars.
I do like.
Don't you ever speak that band name in my presence again?
Why?
It's a bad band.
Fuck you. Shit.
It's the fucking truth.
I think you're at the wrong table for this.
Delete.
Yeah, correct.
Wait.
Correct.
Press it.
Redacted.
There you go.
Don't put that in the
interview. Literally redacted.
No. Keep that in. I need it.
I cannot believe you both said that.
I need it. I need it. I need it for the pot. Please.
No. No.
Well, send me the soundbite.
Moving on.
Okay. Fine. Fine.
Had to pull a Nathaniel there. Nate's got a topic.
No. Better. Devin's got a topic.
So, again, you're about to fight this guy who's got a hard dick. What if when you hit him, he slips out of your girlfriend, and then that's when he comes and gets his cum all over you? Then what?
I make him lick it up.
Okay.
So I punch the dude, and that's his dick comes out.
Yeah.
And the cum gets on me.
Yeah. He's going to the hospital, right?
Oh, yeah. That still happens.
I'm going to write my name on his forehead with my own cum to assert dominance.
Wait, so you're going to... Stand there for like 15 minutes and jerk off.
What do you mean 15
he
minutes?
Said 15 seconds.
Listen, I've made myself come by playing with my balls. I know what I'm doing down there.
So sorry.
I just figured that out a couple of weeks ago. I was like, man, what if I don't jack it and just play with my balls? And then I did it. And I was like, wow, that did something for me.
Look at Nate. Look at him.
Oh, God, he's thinking about the doctor.
All right. Nate, did he do the shocker or did he do the please?
Here, bend over, let me show you.
Did he touch your
front? All right, here we go, boys. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Did you touch your front hole or your back hole?
Is that a
show us
you pulled out?
Show us that. Where on the doll the doctor touched you.
Where on this doll?
Man, it took less than an hour to revert back to the opening of the show.
That's actually really good karma.
This is how acid is.
Mind you, this show did. We started here. We built up like we got to the peak of the mountain. Then we started tracing stories back to the beginning. We didn't just shoot back to the beginning. We followed the stories back.
Yeah, we had a whole we climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah,
and then we went back down.
Oh, okay. I got you. New thing. All right, this is a question for everybody.
For the episode.
Hopefully not.
This is a question for everybody.
I haven't peaked yet. Go on.
So what?
Yeah. So.
Talk about the first time you masturbated to someone else.
I'm not going to talk about this
right now.
Her name was Michelle Obama.
She was hot.
I had an incense. You know they sell incense called Michelle Obama at that mini mart over there?
Yo, I've seen Hunter that. I got that.
You got the Michelle
it
Obama?
It smells good. Oh,
of course it does.
It smells like lavender and fucking catamaran. Like, he's got some too.
No way.
He said, I needed some of that Michelle in my house.
Man, Michelle be smelling good. Right next, the next one they have apparently is Big Black Dick.
You know, Michelle always sounded and smelled very good.
Are you trying to do Obama?
Not very well.
Michelle, well, let me be clear.
Oh, that's good.
That pussy is popping. John McCain is jealous of how much presidential sex I've had in that Oval Office. You see, I've been railing Michelle.
Steps. This is fake news, okay? This is absolutely fucking terrible. This show should be shut down.
Now, listen here.
So something I figured out you can do that I'm actually really excited to do is next time I play Skyrim, you can actually take one of the human-based characters and design them to look almost exactly like Obama.
And here, I thought we were changing subjects.
Was it the cat characters?
Yes. Yeah. No, it was the reptilians.
Oh, it's the reptilians. That makes God sense because he's a reptile human.
Yes, the pirates.
I was trying to sing Skyrim, but I started singing Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, we should do Pirate Radio.
There you go.
That's not clicking. Anyway, me and you definitely just need to do a show all by ourselves.
Yeah, these guys are fucking
they're
holding
us
back.
Down. I know.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Yes, bro. Let's go.
I already got the plan.
I mean, look at them. They're wearing matching t-shirts. How fuck?
Sir, we
redacted.
Wear...
Redacted.
We wear our merch with pride, sir.
I wear
I'm
mine
just mad
because
I don't
warm.
Have one. my shirt just says I have I grow beards.
I gotta tell you guys, have y'all seen that video of Mike Tyson interviewing Lil Boozy, and Lil Boozy turned out to be a bitch?
Well, he's still alive.
Lil Boozy?
Yeah.
I'm surprised just as well.
What?
He had like fucking, what is it, like cancer or some shit?
I thought he fucking died a long time ago.
He should have been dead.
Yeah, I mean it.
So he was like, Boozy Badass had a controversial opinion about Dwayne Wade's daughter, who was originally a male, but felt they were, you know, female. And so I respect that. And so Boozy was like, come on, man. That's a kid. That kid should not be blah, blah, blah. And then Mike Tyson was like, so why do you talk about homosexual so much? Are you a homosexual yourself?
Just like, to break that,
you don't come to my world. You're not even on my world when I'm talking about demons, personal demons. So why you got to talk about homosexuals like that? And Boozy was like, man, as a child, I don't. Boozy Badass has been known to be one of those people that talks so much shit about everything.
Keep going.
So I was just like, what are your opinions? So if you're sitting across the room from Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson disagrees with
your opinion, I'm going to agree with everything that man says. I don't care how much of a bitch it makes me look like.
I'm going to take the L and say
you really are. You're going to lose a few teeth too.
No, I would die. I'm physically not built to take a punch.
Boozy or Tyson?
Tyson.
I'd fight Boozy. I'm not going to fight Tyson.
No, fuck no.
It's not going to be a fight. It's just going to be a slaughter.
I'd fight him. I'd bite his ankles.
He'll bite your fucking ear.
As long as I bite his ankles first, then I'm fine.
You're getting fucked.
Don't you hear the advice we got from our martial arts expert? Take his dick and bite it off!
That was not my advice. In fact, I never answered that question. Y'all are the motherfuckers that said you'd do that.
I can neither confirm or deny that actually happened.
That's okay. It's on recording.
No, it's not.
It got redacted.
Redacted.
Redacted. Moving on.
Next question.
Yeah.
Have we asked a question yet?
No, we've been staying.
I'm the only one that's asked questions.
Have you ever put an egg in the microwave?
No.
You want to?
No.
Damn. Hey, Jess, pull that up.
Fact.
I think it's checker? Stefan.
Oh, yeah. No, we both say Stefan, don't we?
Well, Nate told me to say it.
Yes.
A long time ago.
I've been saying it, too.
I know.
What?
That's fine. I don't care.
Fuck. Both say it.
I'm not worried about it.
No.
I'm out of the loop.
Stefan?
Stefan Carpenter. The one he'll have on here.
One day.
Which will have 100 and some views on this one because it's Stefan.
If it does get 100 views, that will be my number one episode. I think our number one episode is 78.
Who's that?
It's episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I've been paying $1 a day on Instagram to get, all promoted and shit.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it. I've got like 89. I started out with 86, so.
We used Facebook, which also worked with Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I think we paid $20 and we reached like 3,000 people.
But how many listened?
Not many. We didn't get many clicks. Mm. But that's 3,000 people who never heard of us that do. Mm. Or at least have seen it.
Or scrolled past it while sitting on the toilet.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I've gone down for my average viewers because I've been slacking, promoting because I've been working.
Yeah.
Working a lot. Working a lot.
A lot. A lot.
Don't make that face again. If I look back over there and you're making that face, I'm going to lose my shit, okay?
I actually looked up the statistics the other day.
I'm going to look back, Devin.
About how many people listen to podcasts while taking a shit?
I don't need to know.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
It's quite interesting.
Don't worry. You'll hear them without the headphones.
You will.
Duh.
My voice is right here.
You stupid.
Yeah.
I invited you.
That's my fourth shot?
That's your third. It's been sitting there for quite some time.
You're taking forever. I'm on my fifth glass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am 5 foot, 10 and a half.
On Tinder, you're 6 foot, right?
What am I?
Chocolate? No, on Tinder, I got 6 inches.
Is that
by the way, I've never measured my penis properly.
Nobody has. Until that episode of Trailer Park Boys.
Like, I've never used a ruler to measure my dick. I used, like, an ice scraper thing.
Did you use, like, the fabric one? The one that's meant to go around your waist? Or did you
know that thing that people keep in their cars? Like, the little plastic one they hand out at, like, fairs and shit?
Yeah.
I use that.
This is fucking wild.
I've never measured my
dick. But how do you know how big that is?
Exactly. So when she sits it, I was like, she's like, I have no context here whether your dick is huge or your dick is small. I was like.
So you're somewhere in between a White Claw can and an ice scraper.
Yeah.
Okay. We're now canceled. Everyone, thank you for listening.
It's everybody's favorite part of the episode. We do it every week. You guys love it. It's Nate tells a story.
But yeah, no, as far as last night goes for me, for my Halloween, I was at work for most of the day, but after I got done with work, I actually went biking around campus. Me and Hannah went biking around campus. Just
keep telling your story, please. Go on.
And yeah, as soon as we finish that, then we get back to the apartments. I find Eric. I find Eric crying outside of the building. Just.
I wasn't crying, you bitch.
You may as well have been.
I was laughing.
You may as well have been. So we get back in the building.
Yeah, because that's the fucking same. You know what? You know what?
We're going to equal opposite emotions.
Fucking dick. Let him tell his story.
So I get down there. And we get down there. We join everyone else in Hunter's apartment. No.
Who's Hunter?
A coworker.
Okay, now everybody's caught up. Go ahead. I recently read a review on one of our shows. They said we don't give enough detail about the people we talk about.
Show me that review. I don't believe you.
Okay, I have it on my phone.
Continue your story.
You give reviews?
But yeah, we get down there. We get down there. We just join everyone, just fucking around. I get in there. One of the first things I see is Eric's once again losing his shit, sitting on the couch. Hunter's boyfriend is half in the bedroom, half in the hallway, just on the ground. He's gone. He's not coming back. Fucking Hunter's pouring herself another one. Jess is gone as well. But yeah, I go and join Eric on the couch, and then he tries to get up, and this is when he starts really feeling it. This is when he starts getting to the point where I just pushed him down a little bit and he lost it. So I get over there. I have to physically push him off of, once again, the entire couch. So I push him over to his corner and then I sit down and I start having a good time.
Are there reviews for my podcast? Shit.
No. Would you rather jump off a cliff without a parachute? Or get in a car with a very well-known serial killer.
I'd rather get into a car with a well-known serial killer.
Yeah, at least
killer.
I have a chance.
Really? Do I get to fuck the serial killer?
You think you would have a chance with, like, Gary Busey
what
or some shit?
What the fuck? I'm just saying Eileen Warren Norris was a bad bitch. And
oh, yeah. I heard that story.
Yeah, she was actually... I want to say she was criminally insane due to all her mental...
Yeah, before the end of the night, I wound up flipping inside of the apartment through Hunter's window.
Do you hear something?
It sounds like something irrelevant. Anyways, Eileen Warren Norris.
That's your boy. This one's mine. I can take anything from him, all right?
Love you, Nate.
This was a terrible good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our first intermission. We'll be right back.
Love you.
And we're back.
Ayo.
Yes, sir. I just got yeeted onto the floor by Nate.
Closer to the mic, please.
I got yeeted onto the floor by Nate.
Nate.
The Nate.
I'm using that for my next Hot Schedules account.
I cut him off, and then he got tired of it. Because it's his pet peeve.
Sir!
That was unnecessary.
It was barely a shot.
That's like half a
you
shot.
Ever see that you ever see that meme where it's like...
And
it's,
two it's, shots of vodka?
What was her name? The fucking white girl, Karen? Well,
Eric,
she got arrested. She went to jail.
I'm just waiting for something to say. So
that's what happened, by the way, is John was pouring Devin some more liquor. He said, it's just a shot, and then poured the rest of the bottle.
Listen, I know you're struggling with alcohol, but
barely a doof. It was a smidge.
A doof?
You're going, it was barely a doof.
It was a doof.
It wasn't even a doof. It was just a
Moving on. Devin has a topic for us.
Devin does have
a topic. Yeah. Airplane food. What's up with that?
He doesn't have a good topic. John.
I carry a microwave in my back of my car.
John's fucking gone. Okay, Nate. Nate, please.
There's witnesses.
You guys ever, throw someone on the floor?
What?
You guys ever throw someone on the floor?
We already did that bit.
See, this is why I cut you off, Nate. You don't have anything genuine to add all right, to
round
the
round two.
All right. I got one. Would you rather go scuba diving in a river, a lake?
The ocean.
I never gave that as an option.
I don't care. That's if I'm going scuba diving, that's where it's happening.
Ooh, look at me. I'm a basic white guy. I gotta go scuba diving where it's dangerous.
Can you even swim? not you, Nate.
Yes.
You sure?
I don't know. You look too
you're muscular. Next.
Like actually scuba dive?
You picked the only armed individual at the table, sir.
Yeah, it would not be wise to put me on the floor.
Shoot me.
Okay.
That sounded like a violent threat. John's racking those shots up.
I mean, what can I say? I got a good body count.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Good Lord, John.
You can just call me God. It's okay.
Hey, John, what you doing on your phone, bub?
Hypothetical question. If you were a Transformer, what vehicle would you turn into?
Abortion truck.
Get closer to the microphone.
They have them on trucks?
Yeah, bro.
In Mexico.
Oh, shit.
It's you. Get your phone away from your microphone.
Why are you sitting so far away from the
microphone? Why is he sitting so far away from the
microphone? You know why I'm sitting so far away from the microphone? Because I'm mad at Devin.
No, see.
How are you mad at me?
Eric doesn't get on his fucking phone.
He literally looked up content.
I could look up content too, but no.
No, because that's not what you would do.
That's not what you mean? That's not what I would do.
What do
you
mean?
You see that? Explain that. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you can't see it, but Eric's got this big old fucking cheesing ass face on his face because he knows damn well he wouldn't do it.
I have no clue what Devin's talking about right now. He's a fucking fool.
You know, Eric probably could use this like an extra life, but if they were real in this world, how would you obtain an extra life?
By killing another life, right?
Shrooms.
No. Oh, that's dark.
By hitting a brick.
I said shrooms. Isn't that how it's done in Mario?
I mean, yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
400 gold coins.
How would you get one?
How would I get one? For every person I roast, I get a life.
That's like moving on. What about you, Devin?
Murder.
That's fucking worse. Anyways.
I think I need to stop inviting the brothers on because, like, every single one of them outside of Austin and Thomas, yeah, they were the only polite ones to me.
What do you mean?
They were the only nice ones.
I'm very nice.
Suck my balls.
What do you mean by brothers?
See, stuff like
the,
that.
The fraternity that they're part of.
Yeah.
They're all assholes.
No, not really. I'm not an asshole. I'm just funny.
If you could be asshole. A food, what food would you be?
Sloppy Joe. I would be Sloppy Joe.
Why?
Sloppy Eric.
Because it's not that much to do. I'm just three easy steps.
Pour him another shot.
Cook the meat.
You know what? You're right.
I'd probably be an Almond Joy because nobody wants me.
That's good.
I'm not going to give you pity point less for that. I'm not. I refuse.
Devin.
He'd be a lobster.
Would I?
Because he gets slaughtered.
Because I'm wet.
Because you get baked.
I really don't, though. Used to. Yeah.
That was another life.
See, I missed that life.
Wait, but why am I a lobster, though? Explain.
Why are you a lobster?
Yeah.
Because I don't give a shit about lobsters.
Damn, that was...
I know, right?
Are you sure you're not a lobster? Because that was crusty, man.
Uh-oh.
You know what? You're a croissant. You fuck.
Thank you. I'm loved by all.
No.
I work better than normal bread.
You're just a glorified loaf of bread.
Yeah. I get my own damn plate.
But Devin, if anything, you'd be my very favorite food. I want you to guess what it is.
Rallies?
You gotta eat. You'd be Rally's fries.
I ain't gonna lie. Rally's is fucking flame.
Wow. You know what's really good? The new number 4 Mother Cruncher burger.
Wait, they have another burger now?
Yeah,
They have a mud there, Cruncher, bro.
Bro, I got the Rally Burger 4 for $4. Like, what?
Yeah, why? That's fucking crazy. You got it for 4 for $4. Let me tell you about their 20 piece for $13.99.
20 piece what?
20 piece chicken set, bro.
Oh my God, chicken?
Yeah, bro, it's really fucking good.
Rally got chicken?
How are you doing today, Nate?
You know, I'm actually feeling pretty good. Like, I woke up, had a smile on my face, hungover as fuck, but still had a smile on my face. I came over, I saw you, we talked about things going up our asses for like an hour and a half.
No, you talked about
it. No, you talked about it with me and Thomas and Isaac. We all talked about shit going up our assholes. So hypothetically speaking, if you were to turn into something because you're a Transformer, what vehicle would you turn into?
Nobody answered that question.
All right, I would turn into an El Camino.
All right. Would you put the hydraulics in it?
What would that do for? Would that give? So you're saying, wait.
Caminos are dope,
stop,
man.
Stop. Let me tell you the path you have taken. You're saying I would put hydraulics on it because I can hop higher than other cars. Therefore, black people can hop higher than other people. Is what you've just said.
So, Devin, if you
were
to answer
this question.
What do you
mean by you people?
Devin, please answer this question.
Yeah, I
please.
F-22 Raptor, bro.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You're a fucking liar.
I like that.
It's a jet, yeah.
No, the F-22 Raptor.
Bet me. $100? $100.
I missed $100. The 22 part. I thought you said F Raptor, and I was thinking you're talking about Ford and trying to be slick about it.
No.
Devin does look like a Ford driver.
I can see him in the truck.
I buy American. That's 100%. You're right.
I bet.
I've had two Fords
but
and a Chevrolet.
Ford gets their parts from China.
I don't care.
China. I bet you.
From the Red Sea.
Hey, what would you turn into, you bitch?
Easy.
Ambulance.
Easy.
A Toyota FJ Cruiser.
Should have seen that coming.
Yeah.
All right. Sure, literally me. You sure it's not a fucking red Pontiac?
It's my fourth.
That was my first
shot. And Devin wants me to take it.
I turned into a fucking
Titan. Why are you being a bitch? Just drink it.
A Titan?
Yeah.
I'm not being a bitch. I'm being smart.
They're not actually called that, though.
No, you're not.
I know.
You're not drunk.
What are they actually called?
I know I'm not drunk.
I don't know.
Is that an AC-130?
AC-130 above.
All right, we need to collect our thoughts here. We're all over the place.
No, me and Nathaniel are still on the question we asked.
Yeah.
I asked.
Correct. You're correct.
All right.
You give me $5.
No?
Damn.
Yep, AC-130 gunship. Yeah, I'll turn into an AC-130.
Burping into
Didn't
the
Didn't I say vehicle?
That's a vehicle.
Is that
that's
not a vehicle?
That's a motor.
Define a vehicle.
A mode of transport on 4 or more wheels.
That's not what a vehicle... Yeah, you pull it up.
Pull up the definition.
Hey, Siri.
Shut up.
It's a fucking plane. What do you wish grew on trees?
Money.
Other than?
Other than money?
Gold ingots.
You're a slut.
You're a Minecrafter.
I wish...
I think Fort Knox had those before Minecraft came out, bud.
I wish that fishing hooks grew on trees.
Why?
Because you get fucked up every time you walk by one, dude. You get fucked.
A weeping willow laced with fishing hooks.
Holy shit. You just imagine the wind?
Mommy, can you imagine, mommy, look. Imagine all the birds fucked up in that tree.
Oh.
No, you see, due to evolution, birds would have evolved to deal with the tree, bro.
Probably. So wait, you mean tell me birds would have scales harder than diamonds?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Can we just talk about how evolution actually works real quick?
Do you know what else has scales?
Oh, no. Please let me do it.
No.
Please. Lizard people.
Did you say blizzard people?
No, not Dairy Queen. Lizard people.
You see, there's these aliens. They invented Dairy Queen, and so they're blizzard people. So they're actually made of ice cream.
They're from Pluto. It's a planet.
So let's talk about evolution real quick, guys.
Okay.
It's really fucking cool. Devin, come on.
Where'd you come from?
Well, fucking do it then.
All right, so people are often confused how evolution actually works.
But you know the facts.
Yeah, I know the facts.
Just the facts.
I do. You can fact check me, the whole thing. Evolution is not a straight line of, like, you descending. It is more of, like, a branch. So you're, so like, you don't come directly from.
Did anybody take sixth grade science? Oh, so you know the answers to all this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of America
I know the answers that were fed to me by big government trying to conceal the real truth, which if they give me a lie.
So, It's not a line. It's more of a tree. That's why it's called the tree of life type shit.
That's actually from the Celtic belief system, which was adopted by the Europeans. And
shut up!
Moved over to North America in the late 1800s. Continue.
Wow, John. I was told not to bully you. And you're bullying me.
No, I was just facting your facts, you know.
I also told him not to bully you.
You told him? Well, he did.
Did I or did I not?
No.
Yeah, he's laughing like that because he knows I did.
So, people really get confused that saying.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
It's more like a tree.
We don't come directly from apes. We evolved alongside them.
It's a tree.
So where's the bottom of the tree? What is that?
The bottom of the tree is
midichlorians.
Oh, they mean the pearls inside the sand dragon?
What the fuck did you just say? Did you just say that shitty Star Wars concept?
What
that
did was you terribly, just say?
It's a shitty concept. What did you just say? It's a shitty concept.
Nate, why'd tip they him over again.
Why did they introduce midichlorians? It kind of ruined the whole
Eric's a mysticism.
Midichlorians was there in the first script. Okay, first off,
I'll debate you on this.
No balls.
I'll debate you on this shit.
No balls.
Time for another break.
No. We're not getting a break. Fucking no balls. You're not going off on this shit.
I can't jump over the table.
Midichlorians.
White man can't jump.
Was a stupid fucking idea that should not have been added to Star Wars.
No!
It's stupid.
What else would it be?
Make it mystic, motherfucker. Not if you add if you
It's the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He got the force in him.
I want you to understand something. The more you understand a subject, the less scary and the less amazing it is. That's how it works. So the more you understand, like that's why slasher.
So don't explain anything.
Yes. What you're saying. That's why you don't.
So like the Bible.
Yes. Dummy.
God.
The less you understand a slasher,
are we gonna
the more scary
use
it
any
is.
Of this?
Yeah.
I'm honestly contemplating.
It's really good.
Devin, I was thinking about throwing this, but then I saw.
Terribly trying.
Throwing what?
Mm-hmm.
Bottle tab.
How about you stop throwing shit in my home?
When's the last time I threw something? Oh! Yeah, you feel
Go ahead.
Stupid.
Last time he was over here.
Oh! What did I throw?
That's when you poked him in the fucking eye. And you were throwing shit before that.
What did I throw?
I wasn't paying attention.
Can we really take into account?
Oh, so we should believe the one that was fucking shit-faced drunk as opposed to the guy who was stone cold sober.
But wait, Nate threw a fucking Dr. Pepper can at me tonight.
That has nothing to do with Eric.
Yeah.
Just making a point.
He's not everything is about you, John.
Quit attacking him.
Yeah, wow. Thanks, John, my only ally here.
Shut the fuck up. He was just bullying you. He's not an ally. He's an agent of chaos.
I am an agent of chaos.
Shut the fuck up.
Press the button. That's going to have to be.
Nah.
No. It's in there.
It's in there? It's staying?
Yep. I mean it from my heart.
No. This is for respectable people.
I am very respectable.
Mm.
If humans lost the ability to see all color, except for one, what color would you want to be able to survive?
I'm still jealous that you're on your phone. I'm green. So jealous.
Green.
Green?
Purple.
Why?
Money.
You just want to see the color of money, but nothing else matters?
I mean, the majority of nature is also green, so I'm cool with that.
Okay. So you see green grass,
uh-huh.
Green trees,
uh-huh.
Gray everything else.
I mean, no matter what color you choose, that is the result, yes.
I'd rather see... You know what?
Fuck!
I'd rather see blue.
Why is that? Because the sky?
Fuck you. I'm just kidding.
Sky? Fuck you!
Fuck the sky!
Fuck
it's
the
fake
sky.
Fake news!
Sky never existed. It's just a bunch of big oxygen just wants you to believe that the sky exists.
It's the big wind farms with
exactly.
All those goddamn fans in the middle of nowhere. We don't know what they're really doing.
Killing all the birds, that's what they're doing.
Don't worry, birds aren't real.
Oh yeah, birds aren't real.
They're part of the simulation. Okay. What about you, Nate? What color would you like to see?
I'd probably have to go with green just because of the practicality behind it.
I would like to see black.
You already see black.
If you see black and white, you already see black, dumbass.
I didn't say black and white.
Dumbass.
Not black and white, just black.
You need to see both in order to see, have any kind of depth perception.
Well, fuck it. I wish I could see that. Only black. Yeah. And I'll tell you why.
Wow, I actually learned something from you, Devin.
It's a contrast thing. You learn that when you adjust the settings on your TV.
Hey, what color would you want to see?
You already said it.
What was it?
Purple.
Blue.
Purple?
Yeah, purple. Because everything would look
Go on, John.
If we could only see black, like, we would be technically blind, right?
I'll have you know I don't see color.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next question.
This entire episode is basically just us giving each other shit.
Pretty much.
That's the whole episode.
Like when Nathan threw a defenseless trunk onto the ground for no reason.
And I'll do it again.
A defenseless
trunk. First of all,
this man's had four
not
shots.
Defenseless.
No, three.
Not drunk. Come on, bro.
Take that shot.
There's no evidence that I didn't take the shot.
There's three witnesses.
I'm staring in it now.
You're lying.
There's three witnesses.
Hand me that bottle. I'll
there
drink
is
half
no
of it
photo evidence. There's no photographic evidence that I haven't taken the shot.
Take that shot.
I took it.
Eric, no limit.
Okay, here, I'll pour you another one.
No limits, bro. No limits.
All right, I'm taking it right now.
Don't limit yourself.
See, if you want to bitch about somebody being on their phone, bitch about Nate. He's not actually looking up content. He's just doing something.
Well, he's taking a picture.
God damn it. The one fucking time, bro. No, he'd be checking his phone.
I know.
He thinks I don't know.
If you're
that looks so evil.
Oh, that's a good photo.
Send that to me.
I like that. If your bed sheets were made out of deli meat, which meat would you choose?
Where are you pulling these out of your ass, bro?
I hate the smell of fish, so it couldn't be fish.
Okay, fair.
You okay. Know,
I like the smell of ham when it's sweet. You know, the honey flavor. Anywho.
Doesn't help.
Go ahead. Tell us what? Something about ham?
You want to hold my hand?
Go ahead. Tell us ham. Something about ham. Can you tell us something about ham?
Do you need to borrow a microphone?
Go ahead, John.
Okay. Here you go. I would choose probably salami.
Salami?
Yeah. First of all, it would give a good textural difference because it's got the marbling. It's got the white and the little bit of pink in there. So it would at least look okay.
Uh-huh. I'm very upset. Put me back up.
All right, Devin, put him back.
What's your answer?
Wow.
Let Eric go.
What's your answer, and I'll give him his mic back.
We don't deal. Maybe we don't negotiate with terrorists. Put me back up.
You know, he said Eric's my guy. I gotta go with that.
Why am I turned down?
Are you done? Yeah.
All right. So the meat I would use wouldn't be bacon because that's pretty fucking disgusting. But I think it would be.
Quit touching the pad.
That one's yours.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
It's so sensitive. I didn't even push down on it, dude. I hovered over it.
Can you tell me why it wasn't bacon?
It's not. God, this.
This is off the rails. Like, listen, guys that are, you guys that are listening, we've said it the last couple episodes that this is completely new territory. Guys, I'm sorry for lying to you. This this is unmapped territory here for this episode. For
this show. Is consistent for the show. This is canon.
You put a comic on a show.
Yeah, me.
Nate has talked less than Wesley normally does on these episodes.
Oh, finally. I didn't do that, Nate. I didn't bully you this time.
I'm going to key your car. I'll be back.
Can you put it next to the other one?
All right, so let's talk about these liberals and how they're fucking stupid. The
finally,
libtards.
Yes, let's get into these libtards. I tell you what,
these
man.
Libertarians.
I'm sorry. It was just quicker to do all three of y'all. Listen, guys.
Put me back up.
Y'all need to get your shit together.
I think I'd go with ground beef. It's got a nice smell to it.
Liver pudding. I'd go with liver pudding.
You'd be the onion in a hamburger.
Jesus Christ. And we broke him. Great, we broke the whole fucking podcast.
I can't fucking breathe.
This one's crying. This one's dying. You can't fucking breathe. Everyone's fucking dead.
This is like a fucking episode. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm so upset.
Everything. All right.
Here, right. Watch this. Watch this. Stop fucking laughing.
Okay. Thank you very much. I need
to. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
Smack me later.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to come up with a serious subject.
I fucking doubt it.
I will. Don't worry. I got it. I got it. All
right. What
has been your favorite thing to learn in history class?
I didn't go to history class. What is... How do you want to die?
Either a drug overdose or maybe, you know...
Oh, my God.
A heart attack
this
from...
this podcast.
Or from, like...
Well, at least you're close.
Either an overdose... Or, like, coming and having a heart attack.
So then you're coming and going?
Yeah. So I don't have to raise the kid. If there's one thing Austin has ever taught me, if there's one thing that Austin has ever taught me, you don't want to be there for a child. So you come, and then you go. You meet the Lord. And the Lord's like, yo! You're too old to be doing this. I'm like, God, you put me on this planet for one thing. That's for nothing. For nothing and nothing. That's it, Lord. He's going to be like, for some reason, God's going to have an Irish accent. He's like, well, laddie.
Which way do you want to die? I want to impregnate a bitch and die as I do it.
Nutty. I hope she gets an abortion. You have to raise a kid in heaven.
Raise a kid. Oh, that could wouldn't go to heaven because he didn't know Jesus.
We're not getting into
hey, John,
that.
You good?
Yeah, I'm a bit. I'm alive. I'm not gonna lie to you, Chief. You
good, Devin?
Gunshot head. Gunshot to the head. Quick, easy, painless.
Devin.
I mean,
do I take the shot?
Look. Yes.
No.
Please.
Yes, that one. Fuck. I thought you were meaning you're the one who shot Devin.
Preferably, I would die in my sleep, but that's how everybody wants to go. It almost never happens. Gunshot.
John.
Shot's a little much.
I mean, sure. Good thing it was my choice. Yeah, get fucked.
His
yeah,
body, his choice.
Oh, you gonna suck a dick with those lips? Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Take that shot, you ho.
John, how you going?
How now? You going out, John?
Hold on, take a shot.
All right, hold up, clink me.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There we go.
Bam.
What up? I got him.
Hurry the fuck up.
You know, you want to know why I'm taking time? Because I feel
shots
like...
Shots don't need chasers.
No, I don't. It's not the chaser. It's that my stomach...
I got a pill for that.
...is a bitch.
It's not a bitch, actually. You see, that was a wet burp, and that's a warning.
You going to take a shot?
Yeah,
I know you're not talking about me.
What do you mean?
Were you talking about me?
What do you mean I was talking about
a warning
you?
For a warning? Me?
No, it's a warning for me.
Oh, I was going to say, dude, no.
Dummy.
Yeah? That's Nate, what flip him.
Don't threaten me like that. I actually jumped.
We figured out. Nope. I'm leaving that alone.
He got jokes, bro. He got jokes.
If life was a video game, what's the cheat codes?
What's the cheat codes?
Yeah.
Up, down, left, right, X1, X2, R2, B2, 1.
No. What's the result of the cheat codes?
Wait, did you just say Grand Theft Auto San Andreas cheat code?
Yeah.
Didn't we already ask this question?
I love this guy.
But not with these two guys.
Up, down, up, down, left, right, B.
When they eventually settle down.
Up, down, I want to be assassinated, by the way, because no one asked me.
X square.
Yeah, no, it's because it's not important.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You're not up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
I am literally not here. I could fucking shoot myself right now, and they wouldn't notice.
Max health ammo.
Yes.
Yes.
I can make it really easy. R1?
Yeah, yeah.
R2 LT.
How you doing today, boss?
Pretty good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm having a pretty good time.
That's fucking awesome. You know, I was actually really excited. Like, I've actually really
take
been...
that fucking shot.
I've really been looking forward today to the episode with John and Eric at the same time.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to like a discussion between the four of us.
Yeah, like I thought it'd be really cool to get.
It's been going really well so far.
I thought it'd be really cool to get all four of us on here because we're all four really good at talking.
Take that
fucking shot. I want you to look me in my eyes when I do it.
Stop.
Can we lace in some jazz music and kind of class this thing up a little bit? We'll slow down.
You and
we'll
Eric have down. No class.
We will
right
calm
now.
Down. I do have a class. It's S rank, bitch.
Yeah. Boo.
Hey,
boo.
God. It's me.
You're probably wondering how I got in this position.
There's a reason they call them Dear John letters.
Dear John.
Boo.
Please, Johnny, please come home.
There's a reason they also call him John Doe, all right? Calm the fuck down.
Yes, is what my
because I'm number Juan.
Oh, my God.
The letter
Boo!
That Johnny Walker read.
Focus.
Okay, so who's played San Andreas? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas here. All right, so what was your favorite radio station?
I think it was 95.7.
Were you a KDUS?
KW, yeah, yeah, yeah.
KDUS is really good. I also enjoyed Radio Los Angeles.
Oh, that was good.
Devin, you're a
question for the group. Which do you think is going to get released first, Elder Scrolls 6 or Cyberpunk 77?
Cyberpunk 77.
Cyberpunk.
That one.
You know why Elder Scrolls 6 is not going to get released? Because you dumb fucks keep buying Skyrim.
You know what?
That's I lost
fair.
It.
That's fair.
Damn it, I got to buy it again.
Yo, bro, they're releasing a new version of Skyrim. Shit.
Did you see that I got it to boot on my toaster earlier?
What?
I didn't get to play, but it actually, like, I got Skyrim to load up on my toaster.
Stop.
Ah, you're finally awake.
You fucking had me. You fucking had me. I was like, yeah, I got
I
it to
still
boot.
Got John.
Does it? Wait. I know how it works. It prints each scene on the fucking toast you put in, so that's how you play it, quick save.
Oh,
I gotta
dope.
Put this toast in.
That would be so cool.
I gotta get that Xbox fridge. Whenever I'm
dude,
rich.
I want it so bad. I want it so
I'm
bad.
I'm a Sony boy. I'm a Sony boy.
That's unfortunate for you.
Not unfortunate. I get the best fucking games.
You stay out of this. We've had this conversation too much on the show.
Okay, you know what? Better.
Game over.
You want to know how I got into the sports?
Hey, can someone be interesting?
Holy hell. Wow, he just insulted the table.
No, he's
well,
talking
I mean,
about himself.
Obviously, it's not the person asking the question.
Yeah.
Clearly, because the person asking the question is getting incredibly frustrated with this fucker right here, this fucker over here, and this
whoa,
fucker up here.
Whoa,
this
whoa,
is your table. You're whoa. In front of the roadcaster, not controlling the table.
Listen. All right, I'll be on my best behavior here. There, I'm on my best behavior now.
So that means you're going to be an asshole. So nothing's
right.
changed.
Yeah, correct. Exactly.
I'm on my best behavior. The switch has been off.
You know what?
There you go, sir. Top of the morning. What did you think of today's stock exchange?
Today's stock exchange was pretty wild.
I saw the Dow went up 3 points.
I know, it's fucking insane.
John's got a question for us.
If you could choose any job to be replaced by robots only, what job? Would that
prostitutes.
Be?
Imagine the efficiency.
Why don't prostitutes get blue collar wages?
Move your phone. Thank you.
Can I have my phone to look up
interesting? No. Because you won't. Eric, you and I both know. Quit. Don't act like that. Stop it.
Devin, if you had a shit ton of money, what would you use it on?
Cocaine and hookers.
I was going to say, obviously not the show. What about you, Eric?
What was the question?
Yeah, it's not like we're sitting at a table worth $1,400. You're right. It's $12.95 at Walmart.
The table alone costs more than that. The classes at this the Dr. Pepper
costs more than the table.
What did you say? What was the question you asked me?
If you were incredibly
I'm going to fucking slap you. Give me this shit. One more out of you, sir. One more.
If you were incredibly wealthy, what would you spend the money on?
Rallies.
You would own rallies.
You know what?
Would you buy a rallies?
Oh, my God.
Franchise
would you actually?
Or the whole corporation?
Shit, it'd have to be...
Shit.
That's all you had to say.
free fries for life.
I can do a fucking hell of a good impressions. I forgot I could do those.
What does that have to do with
my impression lessons?
No, because you just did. You just
not this episode.
You did a Marcellus Wallace. You did a fucking Samuel L. Jackson. Oops.
I kind of want to hear that.
Moving on.
Yeah, I would spend it on buying a rallies of my own because free food all the fucking time. Free rallies.
I influenced that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what the fuck?
But I would actually buy.
What? Oh, no, I was just measuring. That's all.
I would buy Tesla stock.
Okay. That's a poor decision at this moment, right?
Yep.
And Nate, when you're rich, you can afford poor decisions.
Nate would know. Nate, how's Tesla performing right now? Because I saw a lot of news that it was going down.
And I mean, right now I'm still up by.
I know you're up because you got in at the best time.
Yeah, I got in at dirt cheap, so I'm up a pretty penny right now. But just as far as the whole stock goes, it's not the greatest right now.
I'll leave stock to white people.
If I could have picked a stock 6 months ago to buy into, it would have been Netflix.
6 months ago?
At least.
You should have got in a lot earlier than that, bud.
I mean, if I had the opportunity, yes. But, I mean, recently coming into money was the question. So
listen, bro, I'm just waiting for Dogecoin to take off.
Good luck with that.
Is that different than Bitcoin?
Big difference. Dogecoin is worth about, I don't know, maybe 13 cents.
Why?
Because the thinking is that that's where Bitcoin started out. And now Bitcoin's worth thousands, but it's not going to happen.
Thousands, not millions.
It's thousands.
Bitcoin is worth thousands because it's untraceable.
So Bitcoin basically is worth a decent sound system. That's it.
One Bitcoin is worth, what is it, 1,000?
I'm pulling it up right now.
1,000 something dollars, 1,400 and some dollars?
Way more than that.
Yeah, way more.
One Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is worth $13,738.32, 77 cents, 68 cents.
As of this company or as a coin?
Per coin. It's up $53 today.
Fuck, I should have bought into that 2 years ago.
No, it was
earlier than that.
Doge is worth not even. It's a fraction of a penny.
It's not even a whole Dogecoin
is
an
actual thing, which is fucking nuts. So, all right, guys, I'm going to paint a situation for you guys.
You could own the whole company if you had 2 pennies right now.
And I got to know how you guys are going to react.
Let's hear it.
All right, so.
This is content. Holy shit, we made it.
In the future, it's the year 2077. You're old as shit.
Oh, God, here we go.
But you have been uploaded.
The only way to get caught, to be a criminal is to get caught. Yeah. Is that the quote? I can't remember.
Yeah. So, you're in the future, and your brain has been uploaded into the fucking internet, right?
Are you talking about that show on Netflix that came out 2 years ago?
No. Anywho, you're uploaded to the, you know, whatever.
Yes.
The www.
The cloud.
The cloud. And you're given an opportunity to live your own personal heaven forever. What day is it?
Pull the plug, delete me now. I'm sick of it.
It's November 1st, 2020, Sunday.
No, I'm talking about you. Like, what day are you living over and over again?
A day that hasn't happened yet.
Anything but 2020.
I would live August 3rd, 2020, all over.
Why?
For the rest of my life.
Why is that?
Because that was his birthday.
Yeah.
By the way, Eric, I remember your birthday.
Your most recent birthday is the...
The best birthday I've ever had.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Because yeah, no. You've already told the story twice on this show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm tired of the story.
All right. Another day I would live out would be...
There we go.
I already told you the camping story when I went with Austin and Cameron.
Oh, that'd be interesting. While you're living in this heaven, you don't get to design your own heaven, but you get to go back. You get to pick out of the life you've lived your favorite Sunday through Saturday.
Favorite Sunday through Saturday? That's obviously when I...
That would be this weekend for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Devin, did you?
It was residual. It was.
It was on fire, structurally unstable. It was coming down anyways.
Condensation.
It was condensation.
Condensation.
Hey, does anybody else want to talk besides Eric?
Yes, please. I would love to.
Please. I'm.
May stubborn. I?
Yes.
Mother, may I?
Wait, that's a game.
Oh, holy hell!
That's a game.
This man needs to take a shot right now.
Right now.
Is it?
Do it.
Wait. I need to know. Is that a game?
Yes.
Take the shot.
I need to know the rules of the game.
Take the shot.
Take the shot is the rule.
Mother, may I? What's the fucking?
Mother, may I take a shot? Yes, you may.
That's the, yeah, because you would, yeah, okay, thank you. I look so relaxed. Can you believe there was a time where I couldn't drink alcohol and not be sad?
I have to have you move closer to the microphone.
Can you believe there was a time where I used to drink alcohol and still be sad instead of being this, like, relaxed about things?
Wait, yeah, I believe that.
What was that? Okay. I'll tell them. I don't think they're going to like it. So the producer just said the show's been canceled.
Fuck. Well, wow. I'm going to say the N-word good to pick up some views.
Good thing the producers are sitting at the table and we didn't.
Dumbass.
Someone created a bar or cafe with just your taste in mind. What would it look like?
Potatoes.
Ooh.
Potato bar.
Give me a second.
So vodka. Okay.
I'm imagining it. Well, let Devin go and then I'll go.
So no ideas. Okay, Devin?
I would try to do something that hasn't really been done before. Maybe, oh, you know, it'd be really cool.
Careful, better trademark it.
Well, I don't know. It might have been done before. But you know, it'd be really cool, just 100% pirate theme. And I mean, like, from the ground up, pirate all the way. And it's a rum
bar. It would have to be done literally offshore.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be dope.
On a ship.
On a pirate ship. That'd be cool as fuck.
Yeah, like the Florida Keys.
Yeah, yeah, that'd
pirate
be dope.
Cruises.
All right, I got it. That'd be cool as fuck. Yeah, I got it. Now listen, this is a three-story building, right?
Three-story building. That's a fucking...
Tell your story. Tell your fucking story.
That is a really big...
I need you to confess what you did.
That's a really big...
Okay, fuck. Jesus Christ, I'll tell my story. No! God damn it.
That's number six.
Number what?
Six. This is my shot number six.
Yeah.
Sex.
I've lost track. Anywho, okay, we have. This is
three stories.
It's a three-story building.
Yep.
First floor, you know, it's like an actual club, you know, a casual club. Everybody shows up. Yeah, shit's going like that. Then the second story, that's FBI. Where that's the blue collar. That's the blue collar club. You know, everybody's trying to be all fancy. They got actual performers, live performers, you know. Sure.
Country bar.
And third story club.
Hey, you got hella soundproofing in this place, right?
Oh, yeah.
You better.
Yes. Third story club. That's the rager.
You got. So bzz, bzz, boom, boom. Then.
No, ding, no,
ding,
no,
ding,
no.
Ding, 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 ding. No. Then. Bah, bah.
He raves.
No.
Stop calling Thomas. Beat on the fourth floor, guys.
The second. What? The second story is where all the people where you want to wear suits and shit like that, where everybody wants to be classy.
That's
drunk.
Blue collar, or that'd be white collar, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. White collar.
Yeah, get it right.
And then the
least black.
Know
tie.
Your class.
And then the roof. Well, okay, so yeah, the floor, the roof is going to be mythical. Everybody's going to be like, yeah, there's no parties on the fucking roof. That doesn't exist. And then people are like, dude, I got invited to the roof.
So the roof is the
keep
black
going.
Market.
Keep going.
So when you get to the roof, there's once a year, it's going to be on my birthday. And then, yeah, because I run the shit, so I might as well make something special. On my birthday, the roof is going to be open. And then it's going to be the fattest fucking party ever. Right.
Why not just make it four floors?
If it was four floors, then it would just be another floor. If it's a roof, it'll be mythical. You know how people say there's a pool on the roof of the school?
But there is.
There isn't. That's they hey, lied to you.
Hey, John, what kind of bar would you run?
What kind of bar would I run? I would probably...
Oh, God, I'm fucked up.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I feel it now. I'm
not enough. Take a shot.
Don't be a foot away from the microphone.
I would run the kind of bar.
Get closer.
That brings.
Just move the chair like 3 inches closer, please.
Devin, can I just
keep going?
And you move the chair.
I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
No, you can go. I'm good.
No, you're sitting in the living room. Get your ass in here.
All right, I'm gonna stand up. You gotta move it closer. I can't.
It doesn't even move your foot.
It's on the carpet.
You have to move your foot.
I
moved
it. I changed my entire idea. Closer? I'm gonna push create a bar no, that is fine. Gentleman's training on how to push a chair.
So like that.
Already. Yes, that's
is that
fine.
Better?
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
Devin,
yeah.
I'm intoxicated.
We all saying?
I know you. I know you were talking shit. I told you what would happen.
Why is your little slugger so small? There it is.
It's a mini.
There it is.
John, you know
it's
what?
It's a mini.
Stick your hand down and shake my fucking hand, John.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I broke the microphone.
I'm so happy that all of the viewers were able to hear that handshake in the form of fucked up microphone.
Nathan?
What was it?
I'm sorry.
I love you too, Eric.
I was saying I would create a bar.
Devin, you're all right.
No, go fuck yourself. Go ahead, John.
Why is it SpongeBob whenever I hear it?
Have we already done the SpongeBob laugh on here? I think we have.
It's his laugh.
I think
laugh.
I did.
Well, let me be clear. Vroom.
Oh, my God.
Disappears. Is it
oh my
the ethereal Obama. Plane?
He might piss himself again.
I'm not so looking myself. Forward to this. He's in your car.
He's already been in my car after he pissed himself. All I'm getting is deja vu right now.
You know how hard he tried to convince me that he didn't piss himself? You know how hard
he was trying to convince himself.
No, I know for a fact that I didn't piss myself, bro. I know for a fact.
So if I created a bar, I would literally create a bar that makes this happen.
Yes.
Force feeding people alcohol to the point of complete annihilation.
Are you calling something?
And then there will be bedrooms on the second floor.
You should.
Everybody gets their own room. It's complimentary. After you drink all the booze I hand you, if you don't finish the last drink, you have to pay for your room.
Oh, no, God, just... there's another shot on the fucking table?
Do you want the room upstairs for free or not? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Hey, John.
What up?
Can I play you a video?
Maybe.
Hey, Seven.
Yeah. Okay. You are a bitch, Devin.
I love that video.
I can tell that's me, you fucker.
No shit.
Of course it's you.
Oh my God. Oh, what time? Oh my God. It's been.
What time is it? Adventure time.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
The only one of your brothers that has come onto this podcast.
Yeah.
And got drunk.
Yeah.
And did not have body fluids leave their body while here. Also ate the bomb.
Also ate what?
Da bomb. Oh, are you about to eat da bomb?
What's da bomb?
Do you watch?
Fuck around and find out.
Trying to play a game?
Do it.
All right, I'll eat the bomb.
Do you want to play a game?
Oh, I don't know what the bomb is, but wait. Oh, God damn it. It's something spicy. The whites got me again. The whites got me again.
Yeah, but we call
you're gonna let Thomas
buddy.
Out, do you? You're gonna let Thomas win.
I hate spicy things.
You're gonna let Thomas
win. We'll let
win.
You chase it with Dr. Pepper.
With liquor.
There's liquor. There is liquor.
You still haven't taken that. That's still number
on
five.
On the fucking table. That's number
still
five.
Number five.
That's number five right
it's
there.
Only number five.
That's number five right there.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes.
God,
I've been counting.
Damn.
Dude, I'm sober and I've drank half a bottle. Actually, I drank two bottles. So, fuck yeah, I'm still counting. I'm still sober. One, two, three, four, five. Five.
You know what? I want.
Might be six.
I want something interesting for the viewers because I can see myself listening to this shit.
Oh, later. Don't worry. This will be on my Instagram. It'll be on everybody's Instagram. I'm going to blast this all over Twitter.
Bro, you're on Twitter? Follow me on Twitter, bro.
Okay. I don't know how to use Twitter.
What you're supposed to do, you're supposed to go to find the most... Here's Twitter. Either A...
Find Twitter the most, needs to find me, okay? I'm interesting. I never post content.
Tragic thing, and then make a joke out of it. Like, this girl.
Oh. Holy shit. You give him a whole spoon?
No, it's nothing, honestly. He's not no, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Hold on, wait. Do not touch it.
Don't give him milk.
All right, you ready?
What is this?
You ready?
Hold on.
Eat
let
it.
Me record. Let me record too.
What is this?
You ready?
I don't know what this is.
It's
3, 2, 1, down the hatch.
It's hot sauce?
It's hot sauce.
Yeah, it's like
invert the spoon?
Put it on your tongue. Put it on your tongue.
Do it.
Come on.
What is
do
this?
It. It's hot sauce. I told you.
It's hot sauce. Oh, shit.
Oh.
He deep throated it. 5, 4, 3, 2.
That's the face of regret.
Is it still there?
It's just hanging out on his tongue.
That's
it's in the back of his throat right now. He put it right on the uvula.
Eric, tell us how you're feeling right now.
Pass me the hat.
Oh, God. Get a trash can, Jess.
Trash
yes,
can.
Yes, absolutely.
Eric, tell the listeners how you're feeling.
There's a shot here if you want.
It's coming.
Breathe through your nose, not through your mouth. Slow breath.
So you guys want to start a podcast?
It's coming.
And now we start recording the show. Welcome to...
Eric, it's all been pre-show.
It's all been pre-show.
This is the opening act.
It's coming.
By the way, we're going to need you to do two more spoons before the end of the episode. Oh.
I didn't swallow that shit. I'm not stupid.
It doesn't matter.
Don't worry. It's doing its job.
It's going to get there.
You want to drink ranch?
Wait. Jess. Can you take the... Eric, can you throw away the bottle or the spoon right there?
At least give the man a fucking...
Yeah, you fucking held it on your tongue. It would have been safer to just swallow it.
You should have just swallowed it.
Strawberry?
Now it's going to go down your throat when you swallow the ranch.
Well, the ranch is going to...
I hate you all.
How you feeling, bro?
Now it's going down your throat because you swallowed that. Dude, he's actually turning red.
So Thomas wins.
I think Thomas wins.
Thomas tapped out at 7 shots and actually ate it.
Yeah.
I think Eric's going to die. Eric, you going to die?
Dude, that is a rough experience. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't really understand. This is a very rough experience right
now. Eric, tell him what you're going through.
It's like, oh, fuck. It's like having... fuck. Okay. It's like...
I'm not stopping this recording.
I'm done.
Aww. Nope, I'm going full length.
God. Oh.
What's it like?
Next topic.
Yeah, go smell to the next topic. You fuckers.
I did it, man, too. Don't worry.
Have you ever had anything that spicy?
Well, it's hot as chocolate.
The chocolate?
That stuff's nowhere near the Scoville units. That
bullshit. It's way more.
The Scoville units.
The world's hottest chocolate stuff.
Yeah,
that was easy. It was dark higher chocolate.
It was a 9 million Scoville unit. This isn't even close to that.
The bitter beat the heat. He had no bitter.
I'm not saying this isn't going to hit harder, but that had the higher Scoville unit.
Okay,
that's what me and Nate were talking about actually, because like the chocolate.
It's like a girl sucking your dick after you came.
Why is it every time I did that too?
Wait, what?
I'm saying we made the same reference almost.
I need...
When you need what? You need Jesus?
You need water?
No one wants water.
Drink that liquor. It might help.
The liquor? No. I ran out of bourbon when I did mine. I wish I had more. Trust me. The liquor will help.
The liquor makes it worse.
The liquor makes it better.
My face is numb.
The liquor makes you think clearer. Be the liquor.
The liquor does make you forget the pain.
No, it doesn't. Don't fucking lie to me. I've watched Miss Mother's, you fuckers.
You want some ice cubes in that?
No, I don't.
You want to suck on a rock?
Come on. Maybe I do want the ice cubes. Give me the fucking ice cube.
That's not an actual ice cube. Don't try and chew it and don't swallow it.
I'm not going to chew it.
Yeah, and definitely don't swallow
it's
it.
It's definitely a rock. You can never give me those ice cubes again.
Here.
They go through the dishwasher.
I don't care.
As soon as you're done, spit them in
here. Oh my God! Give me my cup back. No.
Dude,
no.
Please do not spit that back into the bag. Okay, thank you.
Much better. Much better.
Much better. Okay.
Well, I'm on milk chocolate.
Anyways, I'm very glad that I was able to put these ice cubes in my mouth. Because I was burning. Yeah.
Eric, you're a fucking...
This is fantastic.
I'm not a fucker. See, I'm willing to make myself stronger.
We haven't even done a whole hour.
He's got... Look.
Oh!
think you swallowed a tampon.
Please don't spit those in the garbage either.
Oh my god, did you eat them all?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What the?
Spit on your Israel ice.
Oh.
Anywho. What's your favorite color, John?
I don't know, but your mouth looks like you're giving kidney stones.
Good god.
What's your favorite color, John?
Oh, blue. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, that felt good.
I think this is over.
I feel so much better now.
Anyway. Can you take the shot?
Oh, fuck!
Don't waste the liquor.
How much longer are we going? Because I can go forever.
Not very long.
Another 25 minutes.
10 to 15.
We'll make it an hour 15.
10 to 15.
10 to 15. I'm not hooking a shot, man.
Yeah, you are.
I do it off air.
It's already poured.
It's already poured.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show where we get Eric fucked up.
That's every guest, every week.
Almost.
Not me.
No, Thomas didn't get fucked up.
I don't
turn my volume down. Turn my volume down.
Thomas was at a respectable level. Is that you?
No. Me.
Thomas was at a respectable level, but when he got home, he actually did throw up. That sucks for him.
Can I see one of those rocks real quick?
John, I think you can. I think you can stop recording.
Oh no, it's still going. Now you know why. Okay. Anyway, if you could eat anything in the world, what would it be?
We can turn me back up now. Vagina.
Tacos, Nate.
I don't know. I like a lot of food.
If I throw up, Devin, look at me in my eyes.
That's on you.
It's on me.
That's on you.
Right now.
Oh no! Soda made it worse.
A lot of food.
Why?
You hungry? Hungry?
Yeah.
Is there still breakfast left?
Turn the camera off. We're not on film yet. We're not on film yet. This is unsanctioned video. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
I failed my day.
I would lean towards Mexican cuisine. For sure.
I love
for what? Chalupa. What was the question?
If it. What was the question? If you were any food in the world.
No, if you could eat any food right now, what would it be?
Right now?
Right now.
Besides Riley's, you fuck.
Besides the bomb.
I was going to say, I think he wants something spicy right now.
I think he really does.
Now listen, I want you to understand, I don't please like spicy food.
You are... Jesse?
Sip! I'm going to put this in your drink.
Well, yeah, I could put pressure. Right,
that's not meaning delete.
Turn my volume down again.
Nate, give us a good topic to leave off.
Yeah, good topic to lead off.
Star Wars?
No. We've got 2 months left in the year. Aside from making it the next 2 months without dying, what's everyone's want before the year ends?
To die.
That my podcast actually takes off.
That one, and I get PTO.
Oh.
No. More specific. Me and Nathaniel film the first season of Tested Tuesday.
Yeah.
What Tuesday?
Tested Tuesday.
It's a test we're trying to do.
Tuesdays.
Yeah. We don't have the time right now.
But if the restaurant closes down for 2 weeks, we can make it happen.
Yep.
My one is to become a 15% sharing partner in this company.
That's not how we do it, but I like where your mind's at.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty on board with all that. Wouldn't mind a new car.
In it to win it.
What was the question?
You got 2 months left in the year. What do you want besides your podcast taking off?
It's not mine.
Besides the podcast taking off and the burning to stop, what would you like to happen in the next 2 months?
Oh, okay. Well, I would really like... Oh, turn my volume down if I can't.
You gotta tell us, man. It's the end of the episode.
I need to crush this ice.
It's the end of the episode.
Oh, God. He's crushing out. He's crushing out on the episode. Eric has left the building, ladies and gentlemen.
I would really like for all the viewers and people I know. Oh, fuck it.
Basically, share, like, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this amazing,
absolutely lovely 2021.
And I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. What if 2020 isn't a bad year, but just the start to a bad decade? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all very much. You all have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.